4 o'clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show. Throwback Thursday, hearing from Joan Jett all afternoon long. Anthony Mandela here, Ryan Horvath alongside as well. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, the Packer Hall of Famer, soon to be Pro Football Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler.
Yes.
Kicking it around too, I would hope.
Yep, and Gary Ellerson just walked out the door with
his day is done with his
replacement knee.
So
he'll be back tomorrow on a Football Friday. Tomorrow, don't forget to Tom Kesnick, Fantasy Football from 4 to 4:30 on a Football Friday. Also, don't forget tonight, Bill Michaels huddle tonight at Maxwell's in Cedarburg. Great place, great
food. I used to go there all the time when I was in high school.
There you go.
Yeah.
So go hang out with Maxwell's tonight with Bill Michaels and crew, whoever he may have on the round table tonight. I'm not exactly sure. I think Mike Clemens goes to all of these, so I'm guessing
I think it's
Clemens.
Bart and Paul Immig.
Oh, Bart and Paul Immig.
I believe that's who it is. Immig Bart Wankler.
Immig lives out there, doesn't he?
I have
somewhere
no idea.
Out in that area.
Could not tell you.
I think so.
Never talked to him. Never met him.
I think he's out in that area somewhere, and Bart would make sense too. Yes. So, all right. So there you go. So Bill Michaels tonight, Maxwell's in Cedarburg. All right. So an interesting poll thrown up on the social media today, asking people about the Green Bay Packers and the Cleveland Browns, and which job is more attractive to a potential head coach. And the Cleveland Browns won this poll based on people voting on the website. I'm telling you right now, I retweeted it off of my account at Sparky Radio, and I was amazed by the response people were giving me. Pretty much everybody agreed with the poll that the Cleveland Browns are a better and more attractive job than the Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers. Like, everybody that was tweeting back at me. Now, again, I wasn't getting a ton of tweets because it was this morning, but I was getting some tweets. I was blown away. Like, I thought I was going to retweet it and people were just going to rip this poll, rip the credibility. Like, what a bunch of idiots voting on this. Why would you even think Cleveland would be a more attractive job than the Green Bay Packers? I really, really thought that was the response I was going to get. Right? And that's not the response I get. So I ask you, now we're on the radio, even more people than just Twitter, what do you think? Which job do you think is more attractive to potential head coach? Now, we already know Bruce Arians has said he does not want to coach Aaron Rodgers, does not want to coach for the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers, or Bruce Arians, only will come out of retirement for the Cleveland Browns. So that's one potential head coach that has eliminated the Packers and only wants to go to Cleveland. So what say you, Packer fans? Do you think Cleveland's a more attractive job than your Packers? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250.
You almost made me curse on the radio.
At 105.7 FM, The Fan. Like I said.
You're basing this off of Bruce Arians, somebody we don't even want?
No. This was based off of a poll. I think it was it Bleacher Report that did the poll earlier today.
Yeah.
And the Browns won. And I retweeted it, Leroy, because I was like, oh, Packer fans are going to lose their minds when they see this.
Yeah,
so
you like drama.
I retweeted it. And Packer fans all coming back going, oh, yeah, I see it. Cleveland definitely makes more sense than the Packers. I was blown away by Packer fans this morning on social media. So then I told Gary, I said, I want to do this on the radio. More people listening, obviously, than that follow me on Twitter.
You're smarter people that's on the radio.
Right. So I want to see if people listening to The Fan today think that Cleveland's a more attractive job than the Green Bay Packers are. 414-799-1250.
Both teams did fire their coach, and both teams are 4-7-1.
Both teams fired their coaches before the end of the season.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackson fired earlier, obviously, than Mike McCarthy
was. I can't believe you put Hugh Jackson in the same sentence as Mike McCarthy.
Well, they both have that in common.
Yeah. Nasty.
They both have that in common. Okay, Leroy, so what say you? What makes the Packers' job more attractive than Cleveland? Because that's obviously the way you're going.
Well, I did the history, the pedigree, everything that sets up. I'm not going to even mention Aaron Rodgers. It's just something about a losing organization you don't want to be a part of. I don't want to be a part of an organization that's had probably more head coaches than you have hairs in your head. Just no direction. They had a lot of draft picks, but they screwed all the draft picks up. They could have some of these other quarterbacks. Steve, they could have had these quarterbacks, and they chose not to do that. I mean, they went out and got who's the Texas A&M coach? Quarterback.
Mahomes?
No, the other kid. They went to the
Manziel.
Yeah.
Manziel for Cleveland, yeah.
Yeah, they went and got him. Like, what are you doing? I mean, it just don't make sense. But I think that they got a lot of draft pieces. Now, I will say that. But as far as a stable organization, I take the Green Bay. Obviously, people don't think I'm biased. But even if I wasn't biased, there's no way I would take a franchise like the Cleveland Browns to go there to start I just no way I would do that.
This is what I'll say in response to what you just said.
Under no circumstances.
You say the history of the Packers.
Yeah.
And they have a great history.
And Cleveland actually has a pretty good history,
too. I was going to say, the Browns also have a history.
They got
now,
good history.
They moved.
Not lately, though.
They moved and left Cleveland.
Yeah,
but they got a pretty good history themselves. Now, not with all the championships that the Packers have, obviously.
No.
But they've been around for quite a while if you take out them moving to Baltimore. Now, having said that, I'll take the Cleveland Browns front office over this front office.
Turn this mic off.
No, I can't.
Why not?
No,
there's a button over there to turn them off.
So, I'll take John Dorsey over Brian Gutekunst. Highsmith over their second in charge over there in green over there. I'm telling you, I'll take that front office and their track record over what we have here in Green Bay. Now, when you go to ownership, both are sketchy, right? Haslam meddles a lot and has in the past.
And screwed up a lot.
Screwed up a lot.
Yeah.
Since he bought the team. Okay?
Murphy ain't screwed up nothing yet. So he never even got involved in that.
Haslam's a clown. Murphy. To that point, you're absolutely right.
We don't know yet.
Has not screwed up anything to that point from a football side.
Made
things,
a bunch
right?
of money.
Right. So, for me, I think you go advantage Murphy there, right? So, advantage Murphy over Haslam, advantage Dorsey and crew over Gutekunst and his crew, just because Gutekunst and his crew don't really have a track record. Dorsey and his guys all have track records. So, I'll take Dorsey and that crew there. I'll go the defensive side of the football. I think both sides need more talent. On that side of the football.
They got a lot of high picks over there.
But I don't think the Green Bay Packers have a Myles Garrett on their side of the football. I don't think they have that type of player yet. I think if you look at both defenses, they've got the best football player on that side of the football between both defenses. If you look at defensive coordinators, Greg Williams, well, now he's the head coach over there technically, interim head coach. Greg Williams versus Mike Patton, I'm taking Greg Williams even though he's Bounty Gate guy. I still think I'd take Greg Williams over Mike Patton. And Patton, I think, has done a nice job this year improving a crappy defense
Man,
to being a much better
right
defense.
Aaron Rodgers is better than their whole team.
We haven't got to 12 yet.
It don't matter. He's better than their whole team. Offense, defense, that's better.
LeRoy, your guy Gary just said that Rodgers is going to be the reason that guys don't want to come to Green Bay because they don't want to deal with him.
But Gary's not here, so this is a new topic.
So you're saying that won't be an issue?
No. Aaron Rodgers is better than everybody in the state of Cleveland.
Agreed.
So
LeBron's not there anymore. Yeah.
Right. He's not there no more.
Right. No, I agree with you. Yes. He's the most talented player on the football team between both teams. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, most talented player. By far, not even close. 100% agree with you. But
so if you start on the franchise, offensive that's
side,
where you want to go.
On the offensive side of the football, Nick Chubb versus Aaron Jones. Make your pick at running
back. I like Chubb a lot. Chubb,
so do
man.
I. I like him too. Chubb. So if you like Aaron Jones a lot like I do, okay, maybe that's a push, right? Okay, I'm down with that, right?
Now, Devontae Adams is better than anybody they got over there.
Agreed. But Jarvis Landry's a bad, bad man, though, too. Don't be knocking out Jarvis Landry. Jarvis Landry's a pretty good wide receiver. Jarvis Landry never had Aaron Rodgers throwing him the football. He has never had him throwing him the football.
He's just a fantasy guy. He's not going to win that.
All right. So he's going with the Green Bay Packers. What about you? 414-799-1250. Anthony, where to?
Irv on the south side. What's up, man?
Irv, what's up, man?
Hey, man, listen, I love my Packers, and I love everything about Green Bay. But right now, looking at it,
hang up on this guy. Get ready to hang up on him.
Slow talk.
Get ready to hang up on him.
I think right now, with looking at the front office, I'm agree with Sparky. Front office.
Oh my!
I think as a coach, I know they're gonna do everything to help me win and give me the players. And you got a good defense. You got Garrett. All those guys on the defensive side. I think there's nothing but upside. And what you would mean to that town, you can never bring a Super Bowl there. Green Bay has legacy for years. You got Lombardi. You got Holmgren, you got Matt. You have a chance to put your stamp on that city like LeBron did and bring a championship there. So I say if you're a coach and you want to create your own legacy, that's the place to go.
Hey man, don't call him no more.
I can do what I want, man. But listen,
I'm just kidding around.
12, but I think that's the upside. I think Murphy just.
Now we value your opinion. You made a great point.
Yeah. But I think Murphy's job is to make money. As long as those fans are that stadium is full, I just think that's what it's about up there.
You brought up a great point as far as
thanks for the call, my brother.
As far as how that coach is going to be worshipped if they win a Super Bowl in Cleveland, right? That's at a whole different level.
They ain't got nothing to worry about. They ain't going to do it.
But you don't have to win a Super Bowl. See, if you come to Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers, if you don't win a Super Bowl, you're not going to be deemed all that great.
If you go to Cleveland and go to two or three playoff appearances, you're going to be deemed great in Cleveland by their fan base because they're back in the playoffs for the first time in forever. So the expectations are not even clearly the same. They're not. Like, nobody
thinks.
I can't
believe we're discussing this.
Nobody thinks Cleveland's going to the Super Bowl in the next two or three years. But if that coach, said coach, gets them to the playoffs, they're going to love that guy forever. Green Bay, you can go to the playoffs for the next 5 years. But if you don't go back to another Super Bowl, they're going to look at you and go, well, oh, that's nice. But McCarthy didn't do much different. So really, what was the difference in McCarthy or you at this point?
See, the expectations
are the department. But wait, the expectations are two different levels is what I'm saying.
One game in like
2 years.
2 years.
Correct.
Not six and three.
That's what I'm saying.
And
expectations
you're
are.
To the...
Yes, expectations are way different, Leroy. You agree with me on that. If they just go to the playoffs in Green Bay, what are they going to say about the coach? It's same as McCarthy. If they go to the playoffs in Cleveland, they're going to love them, regardless.
You know why? Because it ain't going to happen.
If McCarthy did the same thing in Cleveland that he did in Green Bay, he'd be at a whole different level of worship from Brown fan from the Browns fan base than he is from the Packer fan base.
That's why you should take the Green Bay Packers.
Not even close. So, all right, so he says Packers.
You crazy.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you did. You just said that and said you'll take Cleveland.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
I'm taking Cleveland. I'm making the argument for Cleveland over the Packers.
Well,
I'm telling you the other side. I'm explaining both sides.
Don't do that. Take a side.
What do you want me to do?
Take a side.
After the break. She really has a lot of good songs.
I didn't even know this was her.
Me neither.
I bet Gary's singing in the car right now.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It's a really
I would sing
good
to
song.
This one.
Yeah.
I just don't know the words.
Really good song. Pat Benatar, Throwback Thursday. If you want to tweet your throwback artist, chance to win a gift card from MasterZ's. So tweet with the hashtag BigThrowback at 105.7FM The Fan. Hashtag BigThrowback at 105.7FM The Fan.
What movie is that in?
I don't know. It's a video that he... That we're playing it from. I have no idea. All right. So people that have been nominated, Ryan Horvat said new addition. Anthony Mandela. Who did you say again?
Whitney Houston.
Run DMC was my vote.
LL Cool J
for Leroy.
Yeah, it was Fleetwood Mac.
And Fleetwood Mac for Gary Ellison. You don't have to vote for those. You can vote for whoever you'd like to. Use the hashtag Big Throwback. Tweet it at 105.7FM The Fan. Packers or Browns? Which one is a more attractive job to you? 414-799-1250. Where to, Mr. Mandela?
Craig in West Dallas. You're up, man.
What's up, Craig?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Craig.
I would think if I was wanting to be a coach, I'd want to put a stamp on what I built, you know, my entourage or my buddies, you know. I'm going to jump in with Aaron Rodgers. That's going to be, like you said, it's no big deal if we get back to the playoffs. And if we get a Super Bowl, hey, all the better, but you're not going to be near the pedestal if you built it all on your own. And Cleveland's come from the bottom all the way up.
Yep.
And that would definitely be the option I would go.
So you get fired in two years.
He goes to Cleveland. All right, thanks for the call.
Yeah,
appreciate
but you're
going to
get fired because that's not going to happen. Come with Aaron Rodgers, it'll be a little bit stable. You get a good five years to turn this thing around. Cleveland, you'll be fired in 2 years. It's a wrap.
So tell me something.
Five.
Like, how much?
F-I-I-I-R-E. Right. Five.
How much more talent do you think the Packers have than the Browns exactly at this point?
I think they have a ton of talent. You know why?
A ton more talent than Cleveland?
Yes, because you know why? They got more room to add. Cleveland ain't got no more room to add.
They got plenty of room to add. They got a bunch of young dudes.
So they already got the Myles Garrett. They don't need another pass rusher.
Are you kidding me? You can never have too many pass rushers.
But I'm saying you can't put all those guys on the field. You got to have one guy that's especially one guy doing this. They have all these top picks have done nothing with them. They're the number one overall pick, and now they have a quarterback. So moving forward, that quarterback can only play in one system, a spread system. A West Coast-style offense would not even – Baker Mayfield wouldn't even want to do that. Put him in a spread, and he can play. But we've seen quarterbacks go up and down. They got a quarterback.
Baker Mayfield.
So if you're going there, I'm not finna go in there and try to deal with that. I'm going to come in with this diva, and I'm going to make this thing work. Because you will look like – now I know what you and – who was this last guy? What is his name?
Craig?
Yeah. Now, I agree with what you and Craig saying, but you will also look like a hero if you come here and save this fan base, because people think they may go back to the 80s. If you could turn this thing around and make it like the mid-90s, you could also put a good stamp on this thing. Say, I saved Green Bay, okay? Because this thing was going down. I reached down there and grabbed them and pulled them up and saved them from going back to look like the Browns. The Browns ain't never going nowhere.
Ben Fennell of The Athletic, who joins us on Fridays at 2:48. He just put this out the other day on Browns' Baker Mayfield in the red zone. Last year, the Cleveland Browns had 9 touchdowns and 6 picks in the red zone. This year, with Mayfield at quarterback, 15 touchdowns, no interceptions in the red zone.
That's good.
Last year, completion percentage in the red zone, 35.6%. With Mayfield this year, 61.5%. Quarterback rating in the red zone last year, 44.2, dead last. This year, Baker Mayfield, 115.1. He's the second-best quarterback in football in the red zone. Scoring efficiency last year, 69.2%, dead last in the red zone. This year, 91.7%, eighth best in the NFL.
All that those just numbers, and they full 7-1.
That, absolutely. Just as much as the former MVP quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, with way more talent.
That's saying the defense ain't as good as you think. That's
I'm not saying it's as good as it thinks. Yeah, I'm just saying they've got of the two defenses, I think Myles Garrett is the best player.
Myles Garrett ain't making no noise, Steve.
If we all agree that it
takes... He probably got the same many sacks as Fackrell.
He might. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't looked at his numbers.
Me neither. I just said it.
Right. From a talent perspective, he's a more talented player than Kyle Fackrell.
Well, that's what they say.
Okay.
You saying that because he's black, though.
No.
And Fackrell's white.
He's got 11 and a half sacks.
11 and a half sacks.
Cares.
So he's got more than Fackrell.
Who cares?
That's pretty good then, huh? You think he might be in the Pro Bowl?
Okay, but what do you think the Packers is in sacks? Yeah. Packers got to be a top 5 in sacks. Where are they in
as
top
a team?
Five
sacks? Yeah. Yeah. I don't know where the Browns are in sacks. Where are the Browns in sacks?
That's a good question. Let me check.
They don't even have it.
Ryan,
seriously, they're not available.
Oh, stop. All right, back to the phones we go. 414-799-1250.
I got to do something to throw Steve off of this Cleveland thing.
799-1250. What do you got?
Rain, where you at today, buddy?
I'm in Las Vegas today, man.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, man, bet on black, cuz.
How warm is it?
Hey, you know what, man? As much as it pains me to say this, I'm going to have to go with the Browns, man.
Hang up on him. Hang up on him.
Nobody's taking the Packers in this deal.
Hey, man, it's all everybody can't be right.
For all the reasons that you guys said, you know what I'm saying? And also, you know, I like Baker Mayfield, man. I like his competitive nature. I think he probably got more leadership qualities than Aaron Rodgers, to be honest with you. Think about it, man. Would you want to go coach an entitled, spoiled quarterback and an entitled, spoiled fan base?
Yes.
Or would you want to go to somewhere where they're hungry to win, man? Like Mike McCarthy.
A bunch of losers.
If Mike McCarthy would have did in Cleveland what he did in Green Bay, man, he had a key to the city right now. He'd be the lifetime coach for the Cleveland Browns.
Rain, you know, Mike Holmgren went there. I won a Super Bowl with Mike Holmgren. He couldn't even turn that nasty franchise around.
Well, that's because he wasn't coaching. You know, not all coaches,
in charge of everything.
Yeah, but not all coaches make good GMs.
We gotta go there. Okay.
Well. You know that. And then, you know, I think that fan base is hungry. You know, they ready to win, man. They're gonna get loud in that stadium if you start winning. You know, like we real spoiled here in Green Bay, man. Like we can be 15-1 and we can have a home game and we'd be all quiet up in there, everybody just sipping their beer, just chilling, ain't nobody really yelling.
Rain, when the last time you went to a game?
Probably about 5 years ago.
I'm gonna have to get you back in there, cuz we loud, cuz. And that jersey I was sending you for Christmas, I just called it back.
Hey, don't worry, Ray.
You drive safe, my brother.
Ray, don't worry, man. We'll get you Baker Mayfield jersey, man. We'll send you a Baker Mayfield jersey. Yeah,
I love hearing from him. Love hearing from him. He's one of our guys.
Did you hear who they compared Baker Mayfield to the other day?
Johnny Manziel?
Brett.
Ooh. Jim McMahon. Ron Rivera of the Panthers.
His arm is stronger than McMahon's.
I think so. Ron Rivera compared him to Jim McMahon the other day.
Yeah. I don't see that.
Getting ready for the Browns game.
Yeah, I don't see that.
That was an interesting comparison. Both kind of cocky and arrogant.
Yeah, but Baker Mayfield's arm is way stronger.
Both really good leaders. Yeah, I agree with you. His arm's stronger than McMahon's.
Yeah, stronger, yeah.
But as far as their personalities, how they carry themselves and that type of stuff.
Jim McMahon's a great guy.
And a really good leader.
He played for the Packers, too.
Yeah, after his career was over by Charles Martin.
See, the Browns are so bad. The Packers went there and beat them with Huntley. Then we took their quarterback. So, I mean... That's a drop the mic moment. We just took Kaiser from y'all. You may have got a Pro Bowl safety belt back in Randall.
As I said, they could have him back. We'll
You want Randall back instead of DeShon Kizer? Is that what you're saying, Ryan?
I do. I like Demaryius Randall this season. I like him a lot when he's playing his natural position, man. He actually just spoke to the media and stuck up for Mike McCarthy a little bit.
Oh, are you on the Browns beat?
Yeah.
I would have accepted all that drama. I would have accepted all that drama and what he was going through to let him play safety.
Not this group. This group up there, no. They're not accepting any drama at this point. That's not what this group is, that new nice little power structure up in Green Bay. Hey, Sight and Sound Solutions. There's no drama there. They're just going to give you the best.
I'm calling you.
AT&T home phone, AT&T internet. Plus, you get DirecTV Choice package. Comes along with it. Watch Fox Sports Wisconsin in that package, starting at $99 a month. You get their Genie, which is their home DVR, 1,000 hours of recording time. Plus, Sight and Sound Solutions and Al will come out and install your DirecTV within a couple of days of you ordering it. Plus, you're going to get the best customer service around, way better than you would with a 1-800 number. A couple days after they install DirecTV, they're going to call you, make sure you're happy. A couple weeks after they install DirecTV, they're going to call you again. Couple months after that, they're going to call you again. And then after that, if anything goes wrong with DirecTV, you have to call them back and they'll take care of your problems. And did I mention you get the NFL Sunday ticket and no charge for the remainder of this year? And you're like, well, big deal. There's like four games left, Sparky. Right. But you also get the NFL Sunday ticket at no additional cost for all of next season, too, by calling today. Get football the way you want with the NFL Sunday ticket only on DirecTV. Every out-of-market game, every Sunday. Plus, watch games anywhere on your favorite device. Call Sight and Sound Solutions today at 262-754-1500. If you call today and take advantage of this offer I'm telling you about, Al will also give you two of the following three for free: an HD TV, a Blu-ray player, or a $100 Visa gift card. Think about that for a second. If you're not selfish, you could take that HD TV and gift it to somebody for the holidays. You could take that Blu-ray player and gift it to somebody for the holidays, or take that $100 Visa gift card and use it for holiday shopping. If you're a Rami, you're just going to keep it for yourself. Call Sight and Sound Solutions today at 262-754-1500. NFL Sunday ticket on Mega News each season. Prevailing rate. Let's get surprised start of the season. It's like international games excluded. Remote access to one game at a time. Data charge may apply. Call for details.
No promises. No demands. Love is better.
We are strong. This is her best song?
This is her best song.
Pat Benatar's best song?
No doubt.
See Sparky Fiverr, Anthony Mandela, Packer, Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler.
This
soon
is her best song.
To be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Find out more on January 3rd. Rami Makhlouf on vacation. He'll be back on Monday. Anthony Mandela, Ryan Horvath filling in. Gary Allerson was here 2 to 4.
Anybody in Bayview, can you go over to his house and look in that window and tell me what you see?
Who, Rami? I don't know if anyone wants to see that.
That's not very nice. Cleveland Browns, Green Bay Packers. Which is the more attractive coaching opportunity, do you think? 414-799-1250. Gary Wolfel.
You say Cleveland, don't call him no more.
Yeah, Gary Wolfel, wolfelspressbox.com, joins us coming up at 4:48. Where to next, Mr. Mandela?
Dave in Brookfield, what say you? All right, Dave is gone. Sean in Fond du Lac.
I'm up to scare Dave, huh?
Hey, gentlemen. I think you make compelling points for both. You look at the front office. Gutekunst learned under Wolf. Dorsey learned under Wolf. I think, you know, I think you got good things going there. But, you know, the NFL also stands for not for long. And Aaron Rodgers has proved that he can put a team on his back and get you to the doorstep at the very least. Baker Mayfield hasn't proven that. And I think he's playing fine. But, you know, it's a not for long league. And, you know, you get a couple pieces around Aaron Rodgers yet, and you build up the side of on the defense. You get a pass rusher. You got to go with the Packers. I think people are picking the Browns just because they're buying into the narrative that, well, maybe Aaron Rodgers is the problem, or maybe he's lost something. Those people are idiots, because if you've watched football in the last, you know, 8-9 years, Aaron Rodgers can still play football. His arm looks pretty good to me. I don't know.
Now, so tell me something. Hold on a second. So tell me something.
Right.
Since you watch a lot of football and you know what's wrong with Aaron Rodgers, do tell. Why is he missing wide receivers all over the place this year?
Personally, I think a lot of it has to do with the route concept that they've run. I think when McCarthy came in and they made that switch in 2011, they were able to run isolation routes outside the numbers so much. They had superior talent at the receiver position. You had Greg Jennings. You had a young Jordy Nelson. You had James Jones. You know, you had those guys. You, outside of Davante Adams, you don't have that. You don't have that anymore. So, you know, consequently, you have to adjust your approach. And I don't think McCarthy did that. So,
but it doesn't, real quick, it doesn't matter who the receiver is. If he's open, throw him the ball.
Well, yeah, if he's open, throw him the ball, but is it a high percent? But is it a high percentage throw?
Yes, it is a high percentage. He'll stop the high percentage throw to go down the field for a low percentage throw.
I agree with you. He's been doing that, but I would ask you this, Leroy: is that a function of the system that he's been trained in? You know, quarterbacks are functions of their system.
Yes.
I mean, Joe Montana would eschew the 20-yard throw and take the 5-yard dump off.
Mm-hmm.
But they would also hit the deep post to Jerry Rice or to John Taylor.
You're right.
He's bit up. But if you watch the 49ers, a lot of times that ball isn't traveling in the air more than 10 to 15 yards. You didn't see that in McCarthy's offense. McCarthy's offense was all vertical down the field. And I think that works. That works great if you have superior talent. That's great. And your guys are getting open and getting separation down the field. When it doesn't work, you're creating a low percentage throw for Aaron Rodgers to fit it into a super, super tight window.
It shouldn't be a low percentage throw for him. He the best.
Well,
he the best.
Well, skills deteriorate as well, but I don't think.
Oh, his skills deteriorate. Okay. Well at least you're honest.
Okay, but to the degree where we're saying that, you know, he can't take us to a Super Bowl, I mean, come on, man. That's ridiculous.
You tell Steve. That's ridiculous, Steve. Thanks for the phone call.
I didn't say he could take him to a Super Bowl. I never said that.
Great phone call.
When the hell did I say that? I didn't say that.
I know. It's just funny, Steve. Calm down.
Yeah, but people are tuning in thinking I said that. I didn't say that. That would give me a whole bunch of flack.
If I said it, I'll defend you.
If I said it about you, you'd go like crazy.
Oh, hey, man.
I didn't say that.
If you catch some smoke, I'll defend you. You'll defend me if I ain't saying nothing. You'll say he didn't.
Absolutely. Right.
So don't worry about it. People can't listen to all 4 hours. They listen to little snippets.
Correct.
And then they'll just come in, and so they don't know, but it's okay.
They can't stay up all 4 hours because they don't have any energy anymore.
Yeah, I can tell them how they can stay up, man. Hey, man, you ain't lying, cuz. Hey, I'm going to do something for you guys that I normally don't do.
I was a little concerned where he was going to go with that, but that's good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad he picked it up.
Yeah, I'm not Gary.
I got nervous.
Right.
I'm not Gary. You can look at me.
All right.
You can look at me. You can look at Steve.
I got to do like a complete, like a 180.
Hey, listen.
To go
you can
find
look
Gary
wherever
over
you want. I can still hear you.
It's better than our old studio. Our old studio, Gary would sit behind you where we were in the old studio. The way it was set up.
Yeah.
Old studio, you faced a window. You didn't face any of the hosts. You saw nobody.
Why?
You physically had to, and the mic stand was way shorter, and you had to physically turn to see, like, me to the side, turn again to see the guy sitting in the middle, which would be, like, Leroy or Gilbert Brown, and then you literally would have to turn all the way around your chair and everything if you wanted to talk to Gary, who sat in the back of the room.
And it was stink.
Who built
this
that?
This is way better than what we had, trust
me. It smelled like Doritos the Red Bag.
That's like Chuck's car.
It would get super hot in there.
Romney was taking his clothes off.
Yep, you weigh in every Friday.
Well, he was fast. Yeah.
We did weigh-ins every Friday.
He was cute though, so he was good.
Robbie doesn't need mentality though, does he?
Yeah, no, he needed something back then. I tell you what, if for some reason you can't concentrate on your job, for some reason that you know we just talked about, maybe picked up a few pounds, and you don't know, I'm gonna do something for you for the rest of the year. It's free. You just get tested. It's free. Just go to mentalityhealth.com or go to lowtusa.com, sign up, go over there. They'll be more than happy to sit down with you, board certified physicians. And these guys will go over your labs. They'll do everything for you. Matter of fact, they may save your life because men, for some reason, don't like going to the doctor. And I've learned my lesson, okay? When I looked at my labs, my vitamin D was down.
Mine too. My vitamin D is down too.
Yeah, and I was like, what is that? So they gave me some. They actually sell them. You can actually buy it right there, and they got it. Way cheaper than anywhere else. And you start to feel better. But you don't know if that's going on if you don't go over there to get tested. And they take insurance. Inc. Magazine has chosen them as one of the upcoming businesses that are going to be out and running on 2019. So, guys, I'm telling you, just go to mentalityhealth.com, sign up. The first consultation was free anyway. So go there now, and these guys will test you for free. And then you can sit down with them and go over a good comprehensive plan. And let's get healthy for 2019.
Coming up next, Gary Wolfel of WolfelsPressBox.com. Talk about the Bucks and
I
Chris
like
Middleton.
White Gary.
It's also confusing, this brutal abusing.
they blacken your eyes and then apologize. Be daddy's good girl and don't tell mommy a thing.
Wendy's Big Show on a Throwback Thursday, presented to you by Masters Z's. Your chance to win a gift card to Masters Z's. All you have to do is use the hashtag BigThrowback. Tweet it at 105.7FM, the fan, with your throwback artist. At last check, Stevie Nicks had the lead as Gary Ellison.
I mean, Muskego's voting.
Voted there. LL Cool J was in second place.
Okay, let's do
last
Def
check.
Jam.
And then the rest of us were all coming up behind that.
Yeah.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, our analyst, Gary Wolfel of WolfelsPressBox.com. Gary, we were talking about this a little bit earlier. After Chris Middleton was deemed out for personal reasons, and we don't know what the personal reasons are, and I'm not going to even attempt to even criticize one way or the other whether he should have played or not, because I don't know what happened. Could be a family issue, could be
Gary
anything.
Gary knows. I bet Gary knows.
But that's coming off of him, obviously, being...
I love you.
Right. That was him coming off of him being benched in the fourth quarter in overtime the previous game. So once Twitter saw that he was out for personal reasons and saw John Wall was out for personal reasons, everybody jumped to the conclusion that maybe the Bucks and Wizards were going to make a deal. There was no way, no how, I would ever want John Wall on this Bucks team. But we asked the question earlier, you know, would you be okay trading Chris Middleton before the deadline, knowing he can opt out, knowing what his deal is, and that whole thing? What's your thought on that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you would trade Chris Middleton, you want something pretty darn good in return.
Like Bradley Beal.
Yeah, and the problem is, you know, the contracts are so far apart. You know, Middleton gets – you know what Middleton's making this year?
What's he at, 12?
15, I think.
Yeah, good guess, 13.
Yeah.
13, oh, okay.
$13 million. So, you know, you're going to have to sweeten the pot and throw a player in there if you want to.
No
get
problem.
Back.
Yeah, because you get Beal back with 2 years of control and not a crazy number.
Yeah, I mean, if you could get Bradley Beal, I'd certainly you know, give it serious thought, because Bradley Beal obviously is one of the best shooting guards, you know, in the NBA.
But you agree you don't want John Wall either, do you, with that stupid contract?
I would rather have you play point guard for the Bucks.
I don't know if I'd go that far. But, I mean, John Wall's contract is just ridiculously high and out of control, and there's just no way I want that. Plus, on top of that, you hear all these teammates of his do nothing but bash him consistently. He's yelling, screaming at his coaching staff a couple weeks ago. I just don't want nothing to do with John Wall.
Well, you know, the only people that would be happy about him coming to Milwaukee are the clubs. I mean, the guy spends a ton of money at the club.
And that's fine. I don't really care about that. I'm more concerned about playing with Giannis going forward. And the Bucks have themselves in a position where if they don't trade Middleton and they go into the summer, they're going to have to re-sign Chris Middleton because they're not going to be able to get anybody else to come here.
Would you be interested in Damian Lillard?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. How's that going to happen?
He's a shooter.
I think this is kind of interesting. And I'm not saying, hey, the Bucks are going to make a trade for Damian Lillard. But from what I've been told the last couple of days, Portland is definitely putting out, you know, feelers to see what they could get for him, because they don't want to keep paying him the money going forward. And then on top of it, I think he's a unrestricted free agent like in 2 years. So, but I'll tell you what, that would be awfully tempting for the Bucks or some other team to, you know, put together for a package for Damian Lillard.
It'd have to be Middleton, Brogdon.
It would be at least two players minimum.
Well, and you'd have to make salaries work for Lillard. I'm assuming Lillard's probably making a good chunk of change, so you probably have to throw Henson or somebody in there in order to get that deal done somewhere along the lines. Yeah, I'd love Damian Lillard.
I mean,
I'd take Lillard.
You know, it would behoove the Bucks to get this situation with Chris Middleton, you know, straightened out, because he's obviously a very good player, and you know, his reputation is going to be tarnished, you know, if they have more issues going forward.
Well, that's just it. I said this earlier in the show, Gary. Okay, so let's say he doesn't play defense in January. Are you going to bench him again and do the same thing all over again? Because eventually you're going to burn that bridge, and he's not going to want to come back.
Well, I mean, he was benched. Okay, Leroy, should I tell him?
Yeah, go ahead and tell him. Break the news to him.
It was more than his defense. He had some issues with a couple of the assistant coaches, I was told. And that played a major role in him not playing last night.
This is the deal. Then
I knew it.
If you, as an organization,
are thinking now that maybe we don't want to deal with this going forward, then you have to trade him. Then you have to get something for him. You can't just let this dude walk in free agency and not get anything in return.
I mean, it would be, you know, I don't want to go down this lane again, but, you know, Jabari Parker, you didn't get anything in return for him, you know?
Right.
And you get a player like Chris Middleton, who's even better.
Yes.
And you let him walk. I mean, that would be devastating for the franchise.
See, and again, years past this year, Beal makes sense, Lillard makes sense. So a guy like that, then Bucks fan base doesn't go crazy like, oh my God, you traded Chris Middleton and got a bunch of nobodies. Don't do that. But if you can get somebody back of that all-star type quality to replace Middleton's offensive production, and on top of that, you know, be a guard, because look, Bledsoe's a free agent after this year too, Gary, and Bledsoe's having a hell of a year right now.
So's Lopez.
Think of this, Steve. Think of this, Steve. You could have all four of your five starters on another team next year.
Correct. Yes.
You
absolutely.
Be careful. Yep. You know?
No doubt. That could absolutely happen. And that's the thing, that they've got themselves in a tough position here. And if you're Budenholzer, you've got to be talking to your front office going, guys, here I sit. And if it comes, you know, late January, middle late January, and Budenholzer's not feeling Middleton or not feeling some of these other guys, what do you do? If you're the ownership, do you roll with Budenholzer, who you just hired, and say, okay, we're going to trust what you're saying, and we're going to move this guy, even though we really like him? Or do you tell Budenholzer, too bad, figure out how to work with him and keep him? That's going to be a tricky situation if they don't get this all figured out.
Well, the other thing, too, is I talked to a guy that I really, really respect this afternoon, and he thinks Middleton is going to get close to the max.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, you know what the max is?
He's going to get somewhere around 30, 32, whatever it is.
Another team could offer him $35 million a year.
Mm. Yeah.
So if let's say you're the Nets, or let's say you're the
Knicks,
Orlando Magic, you know?
Or the Magic with Hammond, yeah.
Yeah, any of those teams, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And they throw $35 million at them, are the Bucks going to say, we're going to give him $35 million?
But see, that's the other thing about this is, say it's Orlando. He gets to go to Orlando and be the man. That's his team.
Absolutely.
And I don't care what the Bucks can give him financially. It won't matter. He's going to have a chance to go be James Harden. An Oklahoma City couldn't be the man. Told everybody, watch, I'm going to be the man, and I'm going to kill it. And he did in Houston. And now Middleton might have that opportunity. You know, just because you can give him a bunch of money does not necessarily mean he's going to stay if he's got a chance to go be the man on another team with a general manager and president in Weltman, who he trusts from his time in Milwaukee and Detroit, for that matter.
No question. And there's going to be a bunch of teams that have the money to do it. It's not going to be like last summer where you had basically three or four.
Right.
You're going to have almost a dozen teams that could, you know, go after them. So
that's crazy.
They're in a tough spot.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I said this next summer is going to be a very difficult one because you don't want to be left holding the bag with Giannis and a bunch of average Joes around him, and everybody else is gone, and everybody, all these other free agents have signed elsewhere, and there's Giannis going, how in the world did I get myself in this
predicament? No, I believe in John Horst. I'm okay with it, Gary. They're going to do something.
Thank God they got DJ Wilson.
Oh, my God. They were chanting MVP at that game last night.
Well, he should have been.
Shut up. Get out of here. Dude, somebody put it as a screensaver on the computer. Whoever did, it's fired. You just found out
Mitch.
Now. See ya. Okay, we'll take a quick time out. Gary Wolfel, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
Thanks, guys.
Mitch did that?
Yep, Mitch did that.
He won't be on the schedule in January.
Sorry.
Okay. Great Midwest Bank.
Yep. Gary Wolf will join us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935. Heffelfinger had his jersey on last night, I think.
That's even worse.
Didn't he?
He did not.
No, he didn't. He loves DJ Wilson, though.
He's been talking for weeks.
So DJ Wilson has a fan. That's
because he can get a DJ Wilson jersey for they pay him $5 to wear it.
It was the fourth quarter, and he's like, it's a blowout, and they're not going to put in DJ Wilson?
Oh, my God.
I was like, no, probably not, man.
Is he working with me on Friday?
Look at him. I think he is.
Oh, good. We're going to dedicate a whole segment to that boy.
I like Evan.
A whole segment to Evan.
I tried to put him on last night, and he had something running back here. So I was like, Evan, you know, tell us about Shout of the Game. And there was like four different sounds coming. I was like, all right, shut that mic off.
Yeah, forget it. Never mind. He probably would have played a DJ Wilson 3 anyway. I was like, really?
That's what it was, actually.
That's what he was
going to do. It was our Shout of the Game.
get out of here.
Yeah, it really
what
was.
Happens when I'm not here, y'all? Come on,
I'm telling you. Nothing to see here.
Now, I'll say this. I hated that pick on draft night. I still don't like that pick.
I remember that.
I
remember because I missed the draft. It was like 10 a.m. or something. I was at work the next day, you know, checking Twitter. And I didn't even see the actual pick because I, you know, I just didn't think about it. And all I see is you going wild on Twitter.
Dude, I'll never forget that. Draft nights are so much fun for me.
Yeah.
That draft night, I'm never going to forget.
No.
The Bucks pick was coming up. We're at Q Club of Wisconsin, me and Mike Maxey, like always. And I go, there's no way they can screw this up. Like, I like this guy. I like this guy. I like this guy. I like that guy. I like this guy. Like, they're all solid players. Like, I'm good. Just take any of them. And whoever was back here was laughing. And I'm going, oh, no. I'm like, nope, I don't even care. I'm not even going to pay attention to you. Because, you know, my rule on that show is we don't have social media up on our phones or anything because we don't want to know picks before they happen for each team. We want to just be able to react as it comes up on TV. That's how we do it.
Gets harder every year, though.
Right. So back here, I allow whoever's back here producing in the studio to have social media up to tell us if there's trades. So we know, because otherwise we wouldn't know until 2 hours later. Social media breaks trades way in front of TV, obviously. So other than that, don't tell me anything. So they're laughing back here because they know how bad of a pick it was. So now they announce DJ Wilson, and Mike Maxey just starts laughing because he knows I'm about ready to explode. Maxey had
Do you remember who you wanted?
Maxey had him as a second-round pick, and I'm going, second-round pick. That's about right. I would have taken him in the second round. He ain't worth the first-round pick. So then you watch him last year, and you're going, oh, my God, what did you do?
Didn't he go to the Herd for a while?
Oh, he's been back and forth with the Herd like every day. When he's not playing for the Bucks, he's with the Herd the next night. I swear to God. They must be driving him like crazy back and forth. Thank God it's close. But I'll say this. If this dude actually becomes who they thought he could be, which is a stretch four, it's a huge asset to the Bucks. If this kid pans out. Remember,
that's supposed to be Thon Maker, though.
Nah, I don't know about that.
I hear crickets.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, he's playing with a little bit of an edge finally, so you got that right. But he's not going out the
could have had Kuzma.
Yeah, Kyle Kuzma. That would have been nice.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what DJ Wilson does. I mean, it's just funny to me that they're chanting MVP. Like, they should have just stopped the game and called it.
That's good. We dedicate some time to DJ Wilson. That's nice.
Yep. There you go.
His family appreciates it.
We wasted a lot of damn time on DJ Wilson now that you bring it up. It's 5:07. Why are we waiting for the break, Sparky? Because we were talking about DJ Wilson.
Hey, the fans enjoyed it.
You're fired, too. Back after this on The Fan.